The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell and were much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Good evening. Today we are celebrating the Feast of the Transfiguration, and if we hear these words, transfiguration, what comes to mind? I'm not going to quiz you, because it's a word also for me that I had an experience in a seminary that we have this class about this word, transfiguration. It's about Jesus changing into something visual. He is changing into something light, bright light, and my professor always say at the end of the class, it's a mystery, so you do not have to ask questions. And it scares me until now because, yeah, it's a mystery, but yet it's an experience of God alone. But in our story, what I want to talk about today are a couple of things. Now, in the Transfiguration story, Jesus was not alone. In the beginning of the story, he brought these apostles, selected few, up in the mountain, and Jesus' physical feature changed. And at the middle of the story, there's another character or characters, biblical characters that appeared. And it's the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah. And at the end of the story, it went back to the apostles' experience. I'm going to ask you this question. Why only the selected few apostles that he brought up to the mountains? Why not the entire 12? Do you have any idea? And also, why Moses and why Elijah? Why not the other prophets in the Old Testament? Okay, Father, you're boring us. What is the answer here? It's just like class. It's a story about Jesus' divinity and also Jesus' humanity. Why the circle of the closest friends? Why the three? Maybe because the others are not that mature enough or have the capacity to experience God to the fullest. Now, why Moses and Elijah? When Moses came down from heaven to bring down the Ten Commandments, his face changed into something bright, like light. And Elijah is a prophet brought up to the heaven with a fiery chariot. Fire, it's another image about light. So God is teaching us, or God or Jesus telling his apostles, this is like heaven. It's a bright light. Now, what is it for us? What is this transfiguration story will help us to reflect as the Christians of today? Well, you have iPhones. We used to have flashlights, but not anymore. You can use your phone to guide you in the dark. But helps me to think this. When light is too much, it will blind you. I see my eye doctor right here. Right, doc? And also, when there's no light, you can't see anything. When we don't see Christ, everything is dark. When it is too much light, it will blind us, and it will we don't know where we're going. For me, to help about this experience is, I had an opportunity to travel in Germany this past month, and I was visiting my friends. These are my closest friends, and they had two kids. And I noticed, this is my second trip in Germany, people travel not just by cars, but also by bicycles. Here in the United States, if I need to go to the grocery store from Ramona Avenue or Ramona Street, just down here in Pavilions, I need to drive, or I want to drive, because, hey, I have a car. In Germany, even though they have a car, but they bike all the time. The problem is, their bikes is too big for me. I couldn't reach the ground. Why? Because I'm Filipino. As I said, short, dark, Filipino, and handsome. I couldn't reach the ground, and my friends' kids literally went across the street in their neighbors to ask for a bike. And guess what? I got a 5-year-old bike, and look at me, Filipino guy, driving around the city with this little bike, and you know what? It works. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing because these kids are 12 years old and 13, and they're bigger and taller than me. I kind of accepted that. But one day, when we were going to the city and to buy an ice cream, I hit a patch. I fell off the ground. Oopsie daisies. Why? It's been 10 years I never rode a bike. So I have to learn or relearn about this experience. But the thing is, the two kids who was with me ran towards me and said, "Can I help you?" They were so worried because, oh boy, what's going to happen now? What helps me to think about this experience is what clicks in their mind. What helps them to think that I was hurt and also that I needed help. That's what we call sometimes the moral compass, that we have to listen in our heart, in our conscience, saying, there's something wrong that happened. I need to help that person. And I think this is so close to the experience of transfiguration. Jesus is changing the apostles' mindset and experience of what life will bring them. Because the apostles were just learning to experience Christ as doing miracles for other people. But now there is a transfiguration, and the experience of miracle happened to Jesus himself. We always hear about this in the gospel story, that Jesus is doing something for other people. But this transfiguration story, the miracle happened to Jesus alone and no one else. And we always forget that he is the source of miracle, or he is the miracle. And I learned this through experience of falling off the bike, the transfiguration story. Whatever lives take us in any direction, if you need to go by car, by bike, by train, whatever, there's no expectation because life is full in itself. And what I learned with this experience, this past experience, and the transfiguration also, let your creativity works, because we put God in a box and that's it. And we want to control God himself. And I learned this. Yes, learning how to bike again was an experience, but still I'm okay. I'm still Filipino, short, dark, and handsome. Let your creativity be your inspiration to know God. Let your creativity be your inspiration to work around you, that people will help you no matter what. And we don't have to box God. At the same time, also, I learned this. In life, whether your immediate family, your friends, or even people around you, Christ is always about relationship, and we take care of our own relationships through our own prayer, through our own humanity, just like the Transfiguration. Remember in the story of Transfiguration, the reaction of the apostles said, they were afraid, but Jesus did something. Jesus did something unique with this experience. Jesus touched the apostles and said, do not be afraid. My question, or I want you to think about this. Whatever you need at the moment that God or Jesus touched you, whatever you need at the moment, ask a God. And also, if you have a chance, as I said, never box God. I want everybody to study God, because in studying God, our faith will be fulfilled. Now, as I said earlier, we welcome all the college students. This Mass is for you. This Mass or this liturgy is for you, because we know you're going to be off to college. You will forget about us. I hope not. I want you to study God, and I want you to experience what the world is about, and also come back to us. What you learn will give us an inspiration to be a holy family community.